Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple.
We've got Donna, we've got Steve, we've got John, and now we've got Rick. You've really loaded up this program, and you can join too if you'd like to talk trees. Because what?
Yeah.
What would this world be without trees? 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Well, yesterday I had the privilege of having lunch with another good friend of mine, Rick Kober, who, along with a couple of his nursery friends, were talking trees, and we had a good time at lunch, and we got to discussing plant growth regulators. And plant growth regulators are products you can put on plants for various reasons, for generally to control their internodal growth. And that's the length between nodes at the ends of the branches, at the meristems. So it controls the length that the branches are growing and putting on new growth. And there's various reasons for this. The line clearance companies use it to kind of control the size of trees that are growing underneath power lines. The floriculture industry applies it to flowers to keep them in a nice compact size, so you can get more plants in the flats. There's lots of reasons for applying them throughout these many industries. But there's one key reason what we like to provide, to apply them in our industry is to control the size of plants that you want to stay at a basic height or spread. You have various reasons where you just can't afford these trees that have kind of achieved their landscape purpose. And what these plant growth regulators do is they stop the top growth of the plant, but yet they have some interesting effects upon they actually improve the fine root hair development underground. They actually improve the leaf color, and they're quite an amazing thing. Well, yesterday, after we had lunch, Rick said, "Hey, would you come out and look at a project?" We applied some plant growth regulators to a couple of hundred ficus trees at a residential property, and let's go see what they look like. And so we went on a little adventure yesterday. And Rick, are you there online?
I am. I'm here online.
Well, hi, Rick.
Yeah, Rick and Steve and Donna know each other very well as well. So
morning,
it's nice.
Rick.
Well, hi, good. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Rick. Can you tell listeners in just a brief description of the project and what the reasons were for applying the plant growth regulators to these ficus trees?
Sure. I was contacted by a doctor, and he said, "I just purchased this home, put in a very fancy-dancy lap pool in the backyard, and I wanted privacy in the backyard. So I put a hedge of Indian laurel fig trees, the ficus nidida trees, and they are 6 to 8 feet tall, and they are on 2-foot centers."
Oh, wow.
I think he said he spent like $70,000. And I said, "Oh, my gosh."
Wow.
I said, "That's kind of close together, 2.5-foot centers." I said, "You realize that tree is also used as a massive shade tree that gets, 40 feet tall and 40 feet wide and provides wonderful deep, dark shade. And it's usable as a hedge. In fact, years and years ago, I think Monrovia or Heinz Nursery introduced a variety they called Green Gem that was supposed to stay more hedge-like. At any rate, this doctor planted, he had already spent the $70,000 on this hedge of plants. And I said, "Well, you're going to have competition with the plants, and they're probably going to stress out due to the competition of being planted so close together." And I explained that there's this option you could try. There's a plant growth regulator that's called paclobutrazole, and that's the chemical name. There's a couple of different manufacturers of paclobutrazole, and it is a product that's used commonly for, like John said, power lines, keeping trees short under power lines, and the flower industry. Like when you purchase a a six-pack pony pack of petunias. They would be 2 feet wide had they not been sprayed with paclimutrazole. So it keeps the plants' internodes short. So anyway, we treated every one of the 140.
How many trees were there?
I think there was 140 trees on 2.5-foot centers. And I told the doctor, I said, this is a relatively new product to be used in the residential tree industry. It's used widely in the commercial tree industry. But I said, it's certainly an option. The product we used is one called Shortstop. It's manufactured by a company called ArborJet. And ArborJet is one of the leaders in the tree chemical application industry. They have invented some other really good products they use for bark beetles. So the product is applied as a drench. You mix it up in a bucket. You measure the girth, the diameter of the stem as it enters the ground. And I believe it's 150 milliliters per inch in a gallon of water, and you mix up like a 5-gallon bucket, and it's drenched. Now, it takes a pest applicator. You can't just go buy it at Home Depot or Lowe's.
What's our takeaway here?
The takeaway is I was amazed at the control.
There's pictures.
I want to know, can you apply this to your kids?